The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The health issues that we're talking about hit some communities particularly hard. African-American children are twice as likely to be hospitalized for asthma, four times as likely to die from asthma. Latinos are 30% more likely to be hospitalized for asthma.
President of the United States talking about the EPA coming to the rescue of your health and mine. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big, bad, bold regulation, and part of the legacy. Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down for you? Let me give you a couple of nuggets on this landmark climate rule that will change all of our lives. The president says for the better. You heard his piece there, because we'll be able to breathe easier. The health concerns should save money in the long run. Billions of dollars, in fact, is what the EPA is saying, because of asthma, heart attacks, and a slew of other things. Specifically, the Environmental Protection Agency on Monday released these rules that say power plants have to cut their carbon emissions 30% by 2013. 30% by 2013. So think where we are now and think of a power plant. There are 600, give or take, coal-fired plants, powered plants in this country, supplying almost 40% of our electricity. The new rules are right up there on the EPA website. This is part of the president's climate change plan. What does it mean for the midterm elections? It means that there's some Democrats that are distancing themselves from the president on this one, like in West Virginia and Kentucky, because they know they're going to lose races. If not, this is going to be a major bone of contention in a whole bunch of places. Energy-dependent places, more so than, I mean, all of us are energy-dependent, but especially when plants are at play and jobs are at stake. Louisiana, it's going to be a big deal there. It's going to be a big deal in Pennsylvania somewhat. The EPA's proposal says that coal will remain a crucial part in our energy mix. They also say that about 30 to 40 gigawatts of coal-fired capacity is expected to be uneconomical to maintain in 2020. Get ready to pay more for your electricity. That's a definite. I don't care what your politics are. You're going to pay more. I know about this electricity thing because I have dug into it and looked at it myself personally from all the angles. What's going to happen? Well, we're definitely going to see some jobs go away. We're definitely going to see that. One of the things they're pushing is that a lot of the power plants will close because of the new rules, but they're saying that it's expected because of the economics of the power plants. So the equipment is old. The average coal plant in the United States is 42 years old. The EPA says that the regulations will generate more than $90 billion, though, in climate and health benefits, $90 billion, so with a B, compared to $7.3 billion or $8.8 billion in costs. So the first year alone, the EPA is saying that the rule will avoid up to 150,000 asthma attacks and 2,100 heart attacks. Oh, if that were so. I mean, if you could tell me the fountain of youth and what you need to do to not get that god-awful cancer that has been a thief in so many of our lives, let's bring it on, because none of us want to get on that grid or the heart attack grid. This isn't sarcasm. This is just being real, because I don't know how you can tell people that you can guarantee that. Coming up, the bottom of this hour here on America Tonight, we talk with Amy Reidenauer. She's the chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. She is fired up and definitely anti this movement. She says, get ready for brownouts. And she also talks about the fact that thousands upon thousands of jobs will be lost. To be sure, there are some people, including Democrats and Republicans, who are proposing alternate legislation because they do not like this idea. There is a 30-day comment period. You can go to the website, and maybe you think this is good. Maybe you think that this is what we have to do. The head of the EPA says, you know what, the plan is about flexibility. The glue that holds the plan together and the key is making it work. To make it work is that each state's goal is tailored to its own circumstances, and states have the flexibility to reach their goal in whatever way works best for them. I'm laughing because specifically, they're going to have a hard time in a lot of cases reaching that goal. That's why we're going to see a big switch in what we're paying. Because what can the plan... Okay, so the plan is going to pay millions of dollars for upgrades. They're going to switch from coal to natural gas. We're going to look at renewable energy sources outside of the plant. And that's going to help us. What about the companies that don't have the ability to adapt? They don't have that extra money that they can use to throw at this. I don't think so. It's going to be interesting to watch this unfold. Former VP Al Gore, who has definitely been all about climate change, he's made a fortune on it, says today's announcement by the Obama administration to reduce our nation's global warming pollution from power plants is the most important step taken to combat the climate crisis in our country's history. From the White House, one of the things that was talked about is that we have to be a leader if we're going to talk about climate change and we're going to get other developing nations to sign on, like China and India. You think in China or India they're going to sign on and agree to that when they're trying to make money hand over fist and they have mega pollution and don't have any regulation in China? They are not going to agree to cut emissions. There's no way. And I would say the same thing for India, because it's about making money, money, money. And the United States did that, so now we're going to demand that they do that, or we're going to show that, come on, join us in the party. I don't believe that. I think there's going to be a lot of blowback to this, and I think it's going to be a political fallout from this. Let's see what happens in the midterm elections. And then I think what the effect is on 2016. It also depends on what happens in the commenting period, what happens with proposed legislation. We'll see. Coal-fired power plants, could they become a thing of the past? You want to throw in your 2 cents? You can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up next, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin reacts. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
The only way to comply with these rules would be to use less West Virginia coal. The rules fail to allow for technologies like carbon capture to become commercially viable and fail to offer assistance and incentives to further develop what could be a critical component of future power generation. If these rules are put into place, there is no question that electricity rates will skyrocket. It means our manufacturers may again be forced to look overseas for more reasonable rates. Unfortunately, the proposal unveiled today falls far short of the balance that must exist if we are to continue to grow and prosper.
Balance, is there any? You just heard from the West Virginia governor. We know they're gearing up for a battle there in Kentucky and Pennsylvania and a lot of other states that jobs are dependent on the coal industry, and what are the plants going to do? But you may look at it through a different set of eyes. And we certainly have gotten here on the show many emails saying bravo to the president. When we hit the mailbag, you'll hear those at the tail end of this hour. Let's go to Robert in Ohio. Hey, Robert.
Hey, you're on a roll tonight.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Yeah, I hear you. What do you think, Robert?
Well, I agree with a lot of the things that you're questioning about. What I want to tell you is this real quick. You're much more educated than I am, but I'm street smart. I drove a taxi cab in the city of Columbus for 12 years, and I've been a rock and roll musician for 40. So I'm street smart, but I don't have your education to use the word you use. But I always loved science, you know, ever since I've been a kid. And this stuff's all a farce. The world is not, we're not getting global warming. If nothing else, we're going to cool off. And that's just a big gag, you know. We can't let them do that to us. because it's the one world order, and what they're trying to do is ruin this country. See, they're going to do away with all the jobs and keep raising the taxes, and when there's nothing left of here, they'll go move to where they got property in other countries and leave us holding the bag. No, we can't let them do that, because it will just raise our electric up, and there is no emergency. And this earth has been spinning through the universe for billions of years. And about every 75 years or so, there's a new generation, and it will all come back again. You know what I mean? It'll rejuvenate itself.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that, you know, this is, they say 95% of the scientists out there agree that there's global warming. But yet I can point to scientists that we've had on that say, no, that's not true. And there is the Green Initiative, which means more money for, as you're saying, the people who are pulling in the money. And then ultimately it squashes the middle class, the lower classes, because how can we possibly keep up? We get taxed to death. We have regulation all over the place. And now we're going to get even more sky-high electric bills. It's going to be pretty tough.
But we better hope somebody in Washington there can vote these people out and get some people with some more intelligence in there.
Robert, thanks.
We're all on this planet together, you know that?
We are all on this planet together, brother, and here's what you can do. Seriously, it makes a difference with people. Contact their congressperson or senator. And if you go to the EPA website, there's a comment period. I think they're going to get blown out by comments. I really do.
Yeah,
and we'll see.
And another thing I'd like to say, Alex Jones and there's another guy, Jason Lewis, they play a lot of old-time music. I'd like to see everybody play the old-time music to let us remember where we're at and who we are.
All right, there we go. We'll have to talk to Jason Lewis and see if we can steal some of his, what is it that he does, Beetle Bumper Friday. Actually, I'm filling in for Jason Lewis. If you want to hear me earlier in the day on Friday, I'll be doing my pal Jason Lewis's show, which, depending on your time zone, if it's East Coast time zone, that would be 6 to 9, etc., 5 to 8 Central time. So there you go. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Pete from Texas Rules Thunderdome.
That was good.
Oh, this guy's lost his ever-loving mind. Are you going to let him mess with your freedom of speech? Because walk outside right now and flip that big electric box on your radio station, and you're done. No more electricity. Half of America would die in those big cities. Because the lights go out and it's over.
Absolutely. I think there's going to be a ton of problems. If this really happens, if this were to really happen as it reads, and there's still things we don't know that are pickled in this policy of almost 700 pages, but truly just the main thing, the reducing 30%, it'll be impossible for so many of those plants anyway. Economically, they won't do it. So you lose jobs, you close them down. The renewables, we know this, Pete, are outrageous. We can't do it. So we're stuck.
There's no way that they can do this, because even if you did have a green job, how in the hell are you going to get to work without fuel?
You're going to have a good horse, and you're going to have to work, or you're going to have to work really close to where you live, where you work. I mean, we're stuck. We really are. We're going back to candles.
Oh, yeah. This guy's just grabbing at straws. And I mean it, that it's all about the control. He's trying to control your freedom of speech, actually. If you're not on the air, or if none of you guys that are on talk radio are not on the air, we don't get any news. And then they get to play their silly little dictator games.
Boy, I hope that doesn't happen, Pete. Oh, my. I can picture it. I'll be like Woody Harrelson. Remember that in that movie where he's standing on the top of the mountain and I'm screaming into a box somewhere and people think you're crazy? But
yeah,
sure.
It's just, it's Yeah, he's watched too much television. He's watched Thunderdome one anytime.
Yeah, let's hope that common sense prevails, because this is not common sense. It's really impossible to implement, I think, anyway.
All right. Talk to Carson later.
Thanks, Pete. That's the other problem with this. If you said to yourself, so what's wrong with that? Why can't we use the renewables? Do we not know the answer to that question? The affordability, it's not affordable. It's affordable if you're very wealthy. If anyone listening to me right now is feeling pretty good, they're making some pretty good jack. But I'm not even saying, you know, hey, you're making $150. Even there, if you're listening to me in a big city and you're paying Uber taxes, you're not going to. What do you think? You have a wind turbine? You know what it costs to get one of those? And then talk to the people in the desert and some other places where they have them when they don't produce what they need them to produce. It's great when it's producing. Listen, if it was a cheaper, greater way to do it, would we all jump on that? Yeah, I think so. Sure. People want affordability. We want affordability. I think that's number one. It's what's in my wallet. What's going on in my neighborhood. It's not for being selfish. It's for surviving. You have to be able to survive. If you have offspring, for goodness sake, you have family, people are taking care of older people in their families. How are you doing all this? You're stretched all over the place like Gumby. And financially, you can't swing it. You cannot swing it. And this is the part that's so crazy. How can you tell us that you're going to prevent a heart attack? I don't understand how you can say that. I will pay if you can guarantee me my health. If you're saying to me, you are guaranteeing, Mr. President, I will never get asthma. I will not die from a heart attack. My friend's brand new baby, my friend that's pregnant, is not going to have a premature death. And my friend that just had a baby, her kid's going to grow up fine. He's going to be able to breathe easy. Do I want to choke to death on smog? No. Do I think there are some common sense things we can do? Yes. But you're not selling us on this. How are you selling us this? And then you have Jay Carney, who's a short-timer, the White House spokesperson, who says in order to get the kind of global buy-in necessary to achieve the overall cuts in carbon emissions that would really make a difference in the world, the United States has to lead first of all. And this is this indication that the United States will lead on an important challenge posed by climate change and global warming. Are you kidding me? China and India are going to buy into this? I don't think so. All right, coming up on the flip side, Amy Ridenour. We're talking more about the EPA and this new policy coming up next.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior,
defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it.
Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Well, you can hear a pin drop all over Washington, D.C. and beyond today. The Environmental Protection Agency on Monday released new rules that call on power plants to cut their carbon emissions 30% by 2030. The new rules, you can find them all over the EPA's website, are part of President Obama's payback, you know, that whole climate change plan that he ran on back in 2008. So there is a major battle going on with Republicans and coal state Democrats and a lot of business groups not happy about this. What does it mean to you and me? We'll talk about that as well. In our virtual green room, if you will, Amy Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Amy, when you heard this today, what was your reaction?
Well, I guess disgust would be the best word, because we're going to kill a lot of jobs. Tens of thousands to start with, probably hundreds of thousands more over time. We will probably double our electricity bills, cause brownouts for ourselves, and we will not affect the temperature of the planet in any measurable way, if at all.
But see, here's the thing. The EPA chief, Gina McCarthy, would just disagree with you. She'd say, listen, for every dollar the government invests in the new climate initiative, families are going to see $7 in health benefits, and they're releasing crazy figures saying that this is how much money we're going to save. I just want to know, where are they getting these figures from?
They make them up. I'm sorry to say, but there's a lot of lying going on. Just to be perfectly blunt, a couple of years ago, there was another regulation that got some genuine pollutants out of the air. Today, the president and the EPA, meaning the White House, they spoke about kids not getting asthma and people having health benefits from today's rule using the regulations that already exist for some of these other pollutants. What they're talking about today is carbon dioxide. That's what we breathe out. It does not hurt us. It is not a pollution. It is not pollution. We breathe it in. We breathe it out. We're fine. So what they did, and they admitted it later, they don't even mind if they lie. It's just amazing. They got caught. They admitted it. So, yeah, okay, that was an earlier rule, and it's already in place. So they didn't do this today, those benefits will still exist, and indeed we have them now. So that's how they said it, just to put a word on it. They lied.
You know, and it's interesting, the number is, what they're saying is that it'll generate more than $90 billion in climate and health benefits, what you're just talking about, compared to the $7.3 billion to $8.8 billion in costs. And here was the other thing they said. In the first year, going along with the same thing that I said before, and you just mentioned this, they're saying that the rule, that's what they said earlier, as you say, then they roll it back a little, the rule would avoid up to 150,000 asthma attacks and 2,100 heart attacks. I have spoken with some of the best doctors in the world because of this job, Amy, and I don't know how you guarantee that in the first place. Do you?
Well, no, but, you know, that's the funny thing. They have climate models that they say are going to cause the planet to catastrophically heat. These climate models are not coming true. So they just keep repeating that that's what they say, regardless of the fact that they're not coming true. That's what they're doing here, too. They're speaking of a benefit that does not exist. Now, I agree. I am not a medical doctor. But I have never in my life heard of a child getting asthma or a person having a heart attack because they had a tiny, tiny bit more CO2 in the air. And we are talking about a very, very tiny bit more CO2 in the air. That just doesn't cause heart attacks.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And here's the other part of this. I said at the beginning, businesses have to be going nuts over this. And then you think of the coal states. You talked about how many jobs, the potential jobs that are lost here. I mean, this is just going to cripple places like West Virginia, isn't it?
Well, yes, and Kentucky, and a few states that aren't voting Democrat, so I suspect the president doesn't care quite as much as he might otherwise. And, you know, I guess Ohio, they must have some concern about Ohio because it's a swing state, but the president has already been reelected, so he doesn't care quite as much about that. But I will say this, you can tell, because this administration is so political, you can tell what they believe the public reaction to this is by the fact that they announced that swap with our former soldier, I'll call him, for five terrorists to step on this EPA story. You know, they've had years to do a trade to free that guy, and they managed to do it right when they were making an EPA announcement, and they did step on quite a bit of the news. Tells you what they think the public thinks about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. You're right. The timing over the weekend and then roll into this for sure. And now here's the other part of this. You mentioned Kentucky, which, is, again, is one of those coal places. The Senate Minority Leader, as you know, Mitch McConnell, one of the representatives from Kentucky, longtime representative, he's supposedly going to introduce some legislation this week that would block the regulations. But once you do this, it's hard to roll some of this back, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is. And also people make investment decisions and so forth from the fact that these rules exist and could continue. And no one knows who the next president's going to be, let alone which party that person's going to be or what they would think about this particular rule. It seems clear to me, and I can't prove this exactly, but it seems fairly clear to me that this White House and the leaders of the Democratic Party are in part doing things in order to get money from campaign donors. There are quite a few very well-heeled Democratic donors who truly, apparently, believe in the catastrophic global warming theory and are making donations based on whether they think people are working on it, basically the Al Gore position. So if the White House wants to get those donations, they have to show that they're doing something. Well, if those donors stay out there, I'll just make up a name, John Doe, Democrat, gets elected in 2016. Is John Doe going to roll this back knowing that he will lose donors for his reelection? Probably not. And if a Republican wins, are they going to roll them back knowing that they will be attacked by the green groups and the news media? Maybe. Depends on who it is, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's definitely political. The other side of this, in talking about this whole, this is how much money people are going to save, doesn't this really slam the people who would be on the lower economic ring and minorities, I would think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because just think about it. If you're a fairly wealthy person or even upper middle class, you may not like what you have to pay to put gas in your car or how much your electric bill is, but you can afford it. If you are someone who is carefully looking at your bank balance to make it to the end of the month, maybe doing without a few meals or eating the cheapest food possible, and your electric bill doubles, that's a big, big deal to you. So, yes, the lower-income people, even, you know, some middle-class people, anybody who's living paycheck to paycheck, really, is going to be affected by this. And, you know, bluntly, minorities are disproportionately lower income. So, yeah, this hurts black folks and immigrants and Hispanics disproportionately compared to people who have either lived here a long time, the Caucasians, however you want to phrase it. This is, you know, you talk about your war on women. This is a war on minorities and the poor.
Yeah, I think it is, too, because then what you have to pay, it's like they say, well, then you come up to standards. Well, look around what you have to pay for those standards. I mean, this is kind of a wild example, but it's like the stuff with the light bulb and then the what's happening now when you get rid of the supposedly LED light bulbs and energy savers, what happens in some of how they don't, you know, how they're polluting actually the lead. Some of that stuff is coming out and what it's doing and how they pounded it into, you know, several of those landfills. So then you go to shop, right, for these light bulbs. And yesterday I was out, Amy, and I saw this giant thing of, you know, this is it. This is all we have in stock at the Home Depot. And then you looked at these tiny light bulbs next to them and they were $15. The new energy-saving light bulbs. So you either buy the stuff before it goes out of stock or you look at the $15 light bulbs. How is somebody that's on a limited budget going to be able to afford even that?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think the light bulbs are a perfect analogy because they sold it to us saying we would save money. We would save electricity and the bulbs would be cheaper because we wouldn't have to replace them. And how often do we have to replace them? Often. People aren't, you know, they said, oh, 10 years. 10 years easy. So you'll save over time. And then people aren't getting 10 years out of them. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. There are 600 coal-fired power plants, electricity plants in the United States. They cannot, in any rational economic way, go along with this regulation. The smart thing for them to do is just to close down. If they close down, they stop generating power, obviously. They also stop buying coal. Now, the coal guys, you know, this will cost more, but they can export the coal to India, to China. So that coal will still get burned, which is, you know, a little bit of an environmental thing. Coal's right. Going to get burned anyway, but, you know, right. Did the president mention that? No, he did not. So they're not going to have 600 plants. Now, some of these will be replaced with other plants, but that's a lot of money, a lot of money. And we're going to have brownouts. I mean, I'm quite serious. If we keep this up and it does not get amended or abated. You know, if you live in the South and you want your air conditioning, you're going to find you don't have as much of it. And there's some states, of course, with more coal-fired power plants than others. Like Illinois has a bad situation, for example. Other states, it's much, you know, they may have more nuclear and some other things. Depends on where you live. But there are going to be people who go without electricity part of every week because of this, if it continues. Now, my hope is the American people will stand up and say, no way, no how, forget this. There is a comment period for 30 days. Folks want to come to my website. I haven't written it up there yet, but in the next hour, conservativeblog.org, we'll have instructions for how you can comment. It's free. You can do it by email. Anybody can do it. They actually do read these things, and I hate to say it because it's a cliche, but seriously, do talk to your congressman. And I don't mean just the Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats who, while, yes, it's the president's in their party, they are open to hearing criticism on them. There's some that aren't. There's some that have their minds totally closed.
Right.
But this isn't like most issues. People understand this kills jobs. People understand this doubles the price of electricity. And no congressman wants to explain that to the constituents.
Yeah.
So I would not hesitate to share your views if you care about them.
Yep, I agree. Amy Rittenour, great stuff. Thanks so much.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
Come Thanks away for listening to This Hour of America tonight as we get ready to put a bow on it. I thought it'd be fun to head to the mail room and check your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. We got a ton of them this time around. From Nigel Hill, he says, Hi, Kate. I ponder on what you said regarding Obama team not taking the advice of the past administration regarding the woes of the Veterans Affairs Department. But we saw the same thing when Bush took office and ignored Clinton's team warning regarding Middle East terror warnings to commit harm in America using planes. Oh, that's a sore subject, huh? It doesn't seem, and beyond, it doesn't seem like too many administrations take advice from others anymore, especially if from different parties. I expect events like this to continue if the next president is Republican. Thanks, Nigel, for that. That's too bad, isn't it? Because here's the thing. If in the transition team they present you with the facts, here's what we've learned, this is the best guess, this is what we know, this is the trend we've seen, whatever, boom. It's not political. Here it is. Here's what we've seen, here's what we know, here's the intel, here's what it is. Because there's so much, there's just a mountain of information, it's imperative that you try to make that smooth transition. And in the case of the Veterans Administration, the problems with the hospitals, this was not a secret. It wasn't a secret anyway. There were problems with shortages of doctors. There were problems with wait times already. But the double list, the fraud that happened, the criminal activity, and I hope they hold those people accountable if they can tie them to the evidence in Phoenix and in other places. There's got to be people that pay for that kind of thing, because that's just outrageous, frankly, is what it is. And I hope that in these transitions that remember, it's the underlings usually that are part of that, that they pay attention to something that is black and white, something that is intel, something that is the evidence that they've seen, something that shows numbers and doesn't really slant in a certain direction. I'm sure some information could be perceived that way, but I guarantee a lot of it is just cold, hard facts. Here's what we saw. Here's what we have. Boom. Now it's your baby. And they didn't do that. They didn't do that. It's too bad, because General Shinseki was a good soldier, was a brave soldier, lost a foot in Vietnam. Didn't work out in this position as secretary. Had to have the right people in place. That's what I say it is. When you're at the top, you certainly can't be everywhere all the time, no matter how good you are. But you have to have the right lieutenants in place. And if you don't have the right lieutenants in place, then you're going to have these problems. So the incentive was backwards, and it didn't work out. Who comes in next? What happens? Let's hope they bust a move to make a better situation for all veterans, whether it's somebody who's active duty coming back, people that served in the past. You just can't do that. I mean, bravo to all of you who served. I can never say enough about that. I've had many members of my family who served, and in some cases paid the ultimate price with great uncles, etc. But that it's just, you just can't do that. You can't ask somebody to give and give and give for their country and then just not take care of them. I think we all agree on that. That is not political. I don't care if you're flaming liberal or you're right of right. You gotta give me that one. Gotta give it to me. All right, here's what Ryan has to say about the EPA. Foul, 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 Ms. Delaney. This is going to cost jobs, but it's also going to cost us a fortune. We always get the fairy tale version. It's, oh, what this could be like. Well, it could be that way if we all had $1 million in our pocket, but we don't. I don't think that it's too ridiculous to say it's pretty obvious it doesn't match up. It's all about agendas. It's very clear. This was the president's agenda. He got his wish. No country is going to fall in line behind this, especially China. Well, I agree with that. China's not going to do it. They have no regulation as it is. It's the wild, wild east. Yeah, I mean, they don't. Look at the tainted pet food we've gotten and the lead-based things that we've stuffed, junk that's come over here that has harmed people, and there's all these recalls and everything else because they don't care. It's pumping out the product. I mean, look, you've seen stories on it. It's obvious. Somebody goes over with a camera crew. They start to look into these factories, and they see the waste and the toxicity over there. They just throw things out in the water. I mean, it's bad because they don't have it. They have Zippo when it comes to regulation. So they're not going to do it now. They're not going to fall behind in line behind America. And in India, they're not going to do the same. They're going to be the same way. They're not going to do that either. This one from Kevin, who says, "Hi, Kate. I've emailed you a couple of times. It's been a while. Like the show. Got to tell you, I was very happy to see Shinseki go. What a mess he made of the Veterans Administration. Whether he personally did it or just the people around him, I agree with you. When you're in charge, it's up to you." And I think he knows that, and I'm sure the guy feels badly. You can kind of tell, but the right move was to resign. Oh, I think he feels badly. I mean, imagine getting that phone call. Hey, this is what we've seen in Phoenix, and we're investigating this, and there's possibly 40 deaths because there was a fake list and a real list and people didn't get in. Yeah, that had to be the worst day of his life when he found out that information. And then that there were other places with a similar problem. It's just a question of how bad it was and what happened to some of the people who didn't get seen. Barbara says, America Tonight, you are now my second favorite show. Sorry, I like Rush, but I really like you a lot, Kate, and I enjoy what you have to say on the air. I find what's going on with this whole EPA thing, from what I understand, to be just ridiculous. How in the world can you possibly say you'll solve asthma for however many cases and prevent heart attacks? Wouldn't a doctor love to say that, look right in someone's face and say, okay, you're not going to have a heart attack? That's just ridiculous. They're making crazy, crazy claims. They sound like an infomercial, and that's the biggest problem I have with it. Well, yeah, it's a, you know, what is the empirical evidence, as they would say? And there's not evidence with that. I mean, would we like to breathe the cleanest air we can breathe? Of course. But can we look at that and say, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm not going to have asthma problems. Or I have asthma problems and I'm not going to have asthma problems. I mean, yeah, that's just another thing to throw in the bucket. And it's never good when someone tells you, never. I haven't found this in my life. I wish I could give you a scenario where that it's happened. But when somebody says to you, listen, you're going to pay more for the next 5 years. I know you've heard these stories. You're going to pay more for the next 5 years. I mean, you know, 30% more. But after that, it starts getting reduced. And it's going to be down to, like, ridiculous levels. So it evens out and more. Yeah, I'm just not buying that. If I was being sold the opportunity, I know myself, I would walk away. I would. You might tempt me. You might lure me in. But then in the end, when I start to look at the numbers, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think so. And for the people that rely on the coal plants for jobs, they're out. I mean, they are out with these plants closing, if they close. I mean, who says that all the plants are going to close? But what are they going to have to do to survive if they have those kind of numbers and those numbers aren't taken back? I think that if they're not, if there's not legislation, it's going to be really tough to meet those requirements. I mean, that's just the way it is. This one from Tim, who says, Kate, I'm sure on the show, I know a lot of Democrats listen as well as Republicans, and thank you for inviting everybody to the party, but I'm sure that this audience will really slam the whole EPA thing, but I have to tell you, I think it's a good thing. I really do think we have global warming. Whether we can afford it or not, it's the reality if we look around. You saw what happened after Superstorm Sandy. This is not made-up events. The weather is a change, my friend. I truly, truly believe it. I'm going to call the show sometime. Thanks. All right, here we go, back to the climate change, and this is part of what Obama was pushing. This was part of the agenda, so he paid it off with the EPA. We'll see if it stands, however, and will the EPA regulations crush the economy? There's the big, big question. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.